Welcome to Negotiation with Alice, your negotiation podcast. Everything that you do where you need to get on the same page with someone else is a negotiation. So whether you have to negotiate a contract with someone, or you simply need your boss to sign off on that program that you'd like to implement, or you want to figure out how to rebalance the chore structure in your home, or talk about what vacation you want to go on. All of these things are negotiations. So in my podcast, we go over both personal and professional conversations, which all are considered negotiation, and I will give you tips on how to come out ahead. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Negotiation with Alice. We've got Mills Bender here guesting today. Mills, I would love for you to introduce yourself.
Well, first, thank you so much for having me, Alice. It's an absolute honor and pleasure. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the founder and CEO of Mills Knows Bills. We're a team of financial coaches who help business owners, sales representatives, and anybody else who has a 1099 or variable income make the most of their money within 90 days. So most often, these are people who are making money, but don't necessarily know how to allocate or manage said money because their income is fluctuating. So we coach them and show them how to overcome that obstacle.
Wonderful. And I believe today you've got a business-oriented negotiation question for us.
I do. So oftentimes in the financial sphere, there are people who need to work with me who it's kind of, I'm their last resort, right? They've explored all other options on their own, and they've realized that they need to hire someone like me or someone else on my team to help them get their finances on track. But when they look at the price of coaching, they automatically think, well, this is just going to dig me into a deeper hole. They don't view it as an investment in their financial future. They're more scarcity mindset rather than solutions mindset. So how would you suggest someone like me or another coach to really talk about the value add and negotiate from that perspective rather than trying to figure out a payment plan that can work for them but might be a hindrance to our business?
Yes, that is a great question because I believe a lot of small business owners do have the same kind of conundrum where mm-hmm. they're struggling to communicate their value proposition early on. And I think one of the things that I would recommend if you're not already doing it is to have. So what I used to do for a company before they even got on a sales call is we call them sales development calls. So okay. I don't know if you do that, but it's basically to uncover all of their pain points. Mm-hmm. And so the conversation isn't even about sales. It's really 15 to 20 minute long interview of the potential client to find out what's working, what's not working, where are your pain points exactly, so that you can be uber specific about what they're struggling with.
Okay.
Then once you complete that, then you have a second call where you present what you can do to resolve their pain point and where your services will take them. Right now they're stuck at point A and they're trying to get to point B and they're not able to because a lot of things are going on. They're not focused. They really don't know how to do it. And so for you to understand their pain point well enough to say, when you work with me, I'm going to be able to get you to point B, which is this point that you have selected yourself that you would like to get to by doing X, Y, and Z and explaining that process to them. Mm-hmm. And then now you have their full attention to say, oh my gosh, I desperately want to get there. And so it doesn't really matter how much you're charging, because it matters that they get there at all cost.
Right.
Right. So if you can't help them clarify the destination that they want to get to, it's a harder sell because you're walking in with, let's say, everyone that walks in, they walk in expecting, you've got your story. Your story is everybody needs me. Your story is I can help everyone. Right. But what they need to understand is a really clear picture of where they're struggling, what kind of help they need, where they are today and where they could be if they're able to get all of the help that you are providing to them. Like, where are they going to be? How big is their business going to be? How many clients? What kind of revenue will they be looking at? Right? Like all of these things. So help them get clear on their own destination. Because what's happening is if you show up with the assumption that, hey, I can help you, but they themselves are not clear on where they want to go, it's very difficult to find, to put together that match that you and I are a fit and that I can help you. However, if you ask me a lot of questions, that makes me think about my business in a much more deeper manner than anyone else has made me think about it. You're helping me go through a thought process, right?
Yeah.
Early on, before we even get started working together, where I say, okay, no one's ever asked me this question. Let me really think about it. What are my pain points? What are my bottlenecks? What am I struggling with? And I will lay out everything for you if you're able to uncover that via your questions.
Okay.
Once you have that, then I want you to paint the picture of how your services are going to get me to that destination.
Okay.
Right? It shouldn't be general, like, oh, I can help turbocharge you, or I can make sure. No, I want to go from point A to point B. How are you helping me get to point B? And that way it's more customized, right? It's slightly more customized. It's like when I give a talk, when I speak, it's always around the topic of negotiation, but it is always customized based on who the audience is, whether it's nurses, it's entrepreneurs, their teachers, their parents. I'm going to just very slightly customize everything. So it's speaking just to that segment. And so in the same way, when you're providing your solution, you want it to be slightly customized for that particular person.
Okay.
Then they can see the value proposition.
That makes sense. And so is there, before when we were kind of chit-chatting, you said there might be a cutoff point. Is there a point in the process where you would not continue the conversation if you can tell that the prospect is not a viable one?
So you probably will be able to tell in the sales development conversation.
Got it.
Right? Okay. Because part of that would be, what is your budget? What are you willing to spend in order to get from point A to point B? Right? And that should be towards the end of that conversation, right? Sure. So that you get, so if I say that I'm only willing to spend, I don't know, $200 and your services are far beyond that, then you know that you can either walk away from that. You can have a more customized conversation with me later to say, what I'm hearing you say is right now your budget is this. Our services are far beyond that. So you might want to consider saving up, coming back to us when you have the money to engage with us in our services, because we can take you to where you want to be, or you can pass them on to someone else who it might be a better fit for.
Sure. Okay.
Right. And that way you can help other people generate business as well. So you want to be able to cultivate these relationships with people so that if someone is not a good fit, that you still provide value to that potential client by pointing them to either resources or people who would be a better fit. So you don't want to just be like, yeah, sorry, you're too small for me later, right? To say, but like, we're not a fit right now, but I'm happy to help you by introducing you to this other person. Right? Because they're talking to you for a specific reason. They're coming to you because they're interested in your services. They're not really sure how you can help, but they know that they need help and they're trying to determine what it is. So instead of jumping into a sales call, you want to do something which is a sales development call.
Yeah.
All you're doing is asking questions. So 99% of that call should be them talking with 1% of that time is you asking questions.
I like that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And then after that, what you can do is determine, do I want to have a second call with this person?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so you should be able to weed out people who are not good fits in the first call. And instead of just ending it like, okay, well, we can't work together, you can have a very gracious ending to say, yeah, let's definitely hop on another call. Let me talk to you about my services. Or, right now it's probably not a good fit, but I'm happy to refer somebody else to you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Negotiation with Alice. I want to remind you to visit ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. There, you will have access to multiple classes and lectures covering all aspects of negotiations. Professionals will find negotiation tips focused on closing customers. Also, there are personal growth strategies for negotiating milestones such as raises and navigating difficult topics in relationships. We look forward to seeing you on ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Sure. And I would love to invite you, Mill, to come back later on once you've used this a few times to share with our listeners how that has helped your business when you use this type of technique.
I would love to.
Wonderful. And Mills, can you please let everyone know where or how they can reach you if they're interested in working with you?
Sure. If it's LinkedIn, you can find me at Mills Bender. If it's Instagram, you can find me at Mills Knows Bills. Messaging me through the DMs would be the best place to go ahead and schedule a call. I also like to get to know my people before, scheduling the call in the first place too. So message me. Happy to talk with you and see how I can be of assistance.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming onto the show, Mills. And thank you, listeners, for joining yet another episode of Negotiation with Alice. Please follow the podcast and share it wide with your friends if you find the information helpful. Thank you, and we'll see you on the next episode. If you enjoyed my podcast, Negotiation with Alice, and are interested in working with me to level up your negotiation, communication, and persuasion skills, please check out ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. That's Shekinah, spelled ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. See you on the next podcast.